we present A Change in the Willows by Ian Buchan. Inspired by The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham.
Dear Mowley, do slow down or you shall give yourself the most terrible indigestion, and that would never do.
I'm sorry. Can't seem to help myself. I seem to have had such an insatiable appetite lately.
Now, no house guests should ever apologise for eating what is put before them. Look how the spring light throws itself across the threshold. This can mean only one thing. The gentle awakening of the riverside.
Ratty.
Mowley.
It has often been said how the great Ratty's home is delightfully bijou. How its riverside views are unparalleled, second to none.
How true, and so very well said.
Does that account for the several inches of water in which we are now swimming?
Ah, the spring floods. The rite of passage for every river creature. Mm.
You have told me of this before.
Yes.
Well... Oh, it's nothing.
Out with it. No standing on the ceremony at Ratty's residence.
It's just... It's been 6 weeks, and your entire property is submerged.
Just an unusually heavy year.
Oh, Ratty, your lovely wicker armchair soaked to the frame.
It is now infinitely more pliable.
And your bed, the queen-sized divan with that ornate headboard.
Tell me waterbeds are not the very thing this season, Mowley. Tell me.
Oh, poor Ratty. I don't mean to press, you know that, but do you not think that perhaps it's time you gave thought to a more permanent...
Not another word. This, the river, this is my home. What kind of water rat would I be if I were evicted by a couple of drops of unseasonable water?
You're quite right. I've been terribly rude.
Think nothing of it. Now, take the occasional bookcase with your left hand, lest it float away.
Right. Good. Now,
enjoy the peace.
My arm is starting to hurt. Ratty, your cedar table!
I've got this in. Take hold of the other. Quick! How can I be expected to look the woodpeckers in the eye if anything were to happen to this beauty?
Quickly, come on. It's too heavy. I'm trying.
Behind your head, secure the rug.
I've got it.
What?
I said I have to use my teeth. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my shag pile.
Oh, Ratty.
That's it. That's all the blighters I can find. Everything else is washed away, gone.
Cheer up. We have a feast of belongings. Look, almost half a chess set, half a his and hers towel set. That'll be useful.
Oh, Mowley.
Chipper, chipper. Who would have thought your dining room table would make such an ample raft?
What am I to do? What's a poor rat to do without his worldly possessions?
Mr. Toad will know what to do, be sure of it. It's only stuff, Ratty.
You're quite right, sensible Mo. Pass an oar. Let's get on with it.
Oh, steady on.
We'll be warming our tickled toes in front of Toad's fireplace before you know it. I shall insist on buttered crumpets.
Oh, food.
Keep rowing.
Yes, sir.
Nearly there. I can see the great oak tree, steadfast centurion, guarding the path to Toad Hall. Just round the corner and...
Ratty?
Do you see that?
What do I see?
Look. The wild angelica, the show of semaphore, the water dropworks, and the meadow sweet. Plantlet cheerleaders, so bright in this morning light.
Is it safe to row with your eyes closed?
And the cuckoo flower, exquisite purple radiance.
Ratty, I do wish you'd slow down. I can barely...
There's no time to rest. We have to get to...
Ah! Oh! Ow!
Dear Mo... Shake yourself down.
Are you in one piece?
Oh, terra firma.
Oh, what was that monstrosity we crashed into?
All your belongings. Floating away once more. Oh, how I wish I could swim, Ratty.
Toad has done it this time. What was it? Some sort of mill? Right in the middle of the river? I'll be cursed if that pustule isn't responsible for the floods themselves. What does Toad need all that power for?
Oh, my... What the blazes?
What is that structure?
Ah, they call it a helter-skelter.
A device of fun.
Oh, the majestic green lawns of Toad Hall, torn up like they were nothing.
Oh, yes, scandalously discarded, but... A helter-skelter!
My friends! Ah, you have timed your visit to perfection. The tour, let the tour commence. Walk and talk.
Toad! Toad, what have you done? What has that infernal mill you have erected done to the precious river levels? Why have you turned this place into such a gaudy playground?
And when do we get our turn, and do you have any food?
That's where the indoor swimming pool is going to go. Through there, I'm taking all that out and putting in a bouncy castle. But by pièce de résistance, the grand exhibit...
But why are you doing all this?
Renovation, Ratty. It is my new favourite word. Renovation! Renovation!
What is wrong with the way things are?
One can't stand still, Ratty. If one stands still too long, one gets very tired. Better to skip to the future.
Yes, but at what expense? Where are the monuments which have stood so faithfully at your service for so many years?
It had to go.
But why?
Where else was I going to put the water slide?
Water slide? Did he say water slide?
Now, Toad.
I thought you, of all people, Mr. Rat, would be happy for me. After all, I am merely obeying your very instructions.
How on earth? What is that?
Gentlemen, the main feature!
The walls!
The tables!
My giddy distant relatives!
Ratty!
Ratty!
Sweet cockerels, what is that?
You see before you the infamous ghost of Toad Hall, that you may not have heard about until just now. Fear its shiny white sheen of ghoulishness.
Ouch! Much more convincing.
No, the interminable mortification. Up, up, go again, first positions.
Deepest apologies, Mr. Toad. It is difficult to see my feet under the sheet. Also managed to get a feather in my eye.
Oh.
Think I'd be used to that by now, but nope.
I do not believe we've had the pleasure.
I am Dove. Allow me to give you the traditional welcome from my homeland. Hello.
Truly sweet Dove. You are both beguiling and exotic.
I have hired this magnificent specimen to help orchestrate the main attraction. Mistress of invention and illusion, I give you the Ghost of Toad Hall theme park attraction.
Really, Toad, a ghost?
Tell me more. I love a ghost story.
Ah, I'm glad you asked.
And you? Voluptuous Dove. What are your credentials for this heinous counterfeit?
This is my bit. Are you familiar with the cascading arcs of brilliant colour that span the skyline after a shower?
You're not telling me you're responsible for rainbows.
No, but it was near a rainbow that I performed my greatest illusion. You are aware of rabbits and how they seem to multiply at an incredible rate. By magic.
You're not telling me you're responsible for rabbit reproduction.
No, but I did pull a rabbit out of a hat near a rainbow.
Oh, honestly.
Or maybe it was a rabbit hole. That is the mystery. Are you familiar with hats?
Show us a trick.
Oh, no. I couldn't possibly.
Please.
Your incoherent muttering has shamed me into performing.
Marvellous.
Yay! What do I do?
Pick a card. Any card.
Okay. What now?
That's it. Enjoy your card.
Bravo, Dove! Bravo! Isn't she... I mean, isn't she...
Really, Toad? A preposterous proposition. A corrupt collaboration. A sham of a show. How do you expect anyone to believe Toad Hall is haunted?
You hear that?
More machinations.
Except... No, my friend. Good heavens. It is not I.
Now, this silliness really has to stop.
I meant to ask Mr. Toad. Shall I invoice now or shall I wait?
Over here.
How curious. It seems to be coming from this door.
That's it, from that door. Oh, wait!
What now?
Oh, be careful, brave rat.
Oh, come, it's just a... Badger!
Blasted time.
What are you doing in there?
Oh, admiring the scenery. What do you think I'm doing in there? The Toad locked me in.
Oh, yes, I did. Well, one can hardly blame me. I'm a toad of a nervous disposition, and there was only so much of his verbal assault that I could take. Words flying left, right and centre, buzzing around my head, waiting for attack, and in the midst of it standing poor Toad, becoming more and more befuddled.
I am sworn to protect your father's memory. What you've done is committed an outrage.
I do wish you would not lecture me about my own father. I knew a very different man.
But a digression and an aggravation.
See, more words. Out they come and away they fly.
Surely you can understand why we're upset.
No, I cannot. Change, you said. Turn over a new leaf, you said. A turning point, you said. So, change is on the cards. But no more cars, no more boats, no more caravans. Oh, how I cried at my desk trying to understand how a proud beast such as myself could please my friends. Change. And then it struck me. Eureka! I shouted.
Toad, change comes from within.
Exactly, exactly my revelation. Be a good, homely and generous toad and change from within, I thought. Within the grounds of Toad Hall.
No, no.
So, my friends, be pleased for me. Who wants to look at a tedious lawn when you can have astroturf? Who wants boring roses when you can have dodgems? I can see you're all searching for the longest words possible with which to congratulate me.
I'm going to invoice now.
Oh, words, words. They fail. There are no more words.
What was that?
I didn't hear.
It is coming from the kitchen.
Oh. Who have you locked away this time? Are we all accounted for?
To the kitchen! Charge! Oh, God! Unholy wraith from beyond the grave!
Moley?
Stuffing his face like a greedy hamster.
My stunning kitchen, which I do not think I've ever seen before. Oh, it's quite nice, isn't it? Ransacked!
Good Lord, Mole.
Got any mustard?
Nearly there. So kind of you to put me up while we sort that mercurial amphibian out, Badger.
I thought nothing of it.
Of course, you're like that.
I mean, I don't actually remember being asked.
Keep up the pace!
We would have been there by now if you hadn't deemed it necessary to stop and idly chat with every woodland animal on the way.
Slow down. Wait for Mole.
The clingy mist of a morning. The sheer warmth and comfort of the filmy veil of drizzle over the meadows. It's a place of wonder, as always. I mean, it's not homely like the river, but it'll do.
It suits me fine.
Be careful.
What is all this stuff?
Alas, all I could retrieve of my former life. Some trinkets, memories, and scintillas of the past. And perhaps, if I'm extra lucky, my last picnic hamper.
Did someone say chicken wings?
Surely you cannot still be hungry. We're just 20 minutes since our last stop at Felicia Fox's famous fiery fajitas.
Hungry? Hungry was 40 minutes ago. Famished was half an hour ago. 15 minutes ago? Ravenous. Ravenous, I tell you. Now, it's a toss-up between starving and murderous.
Nearly there, boy. Nearly there.
Badger, you do look like you're struggling with my bags.
Yes, I am.
Well, try not to drop them, for goodness sake. I've had enough breakages for one day.
Mole, don't drop behind. The end is in sight.
I can't.
That's not fighting talk.
Rat! We stop.
Oh, wise old badger, what's happening? Do tell me.
What you're feeling is not a desire for food. It is the little beacon all animals have deep inside their guts. We mistake it for hunger, but it is nothing of the sort.
Lorks. Lorks, lorks.
I don't understand.
He's right.
Well, think of it like a lighthouse in the dark. A warning that there is something amiss.
Oh, you're scaring me, Badger. Will I survive?
Yes, you will survive, but there is something you must do.
Somewhere you must go.
You must be reunited.
Yes. You must search out...
my brothers, my people.
Dear Mole, you have it in one.
Other moles, with their penchant for eating with their mouth open and making a mess of fine lawns?
Quite. You have nothing in common with them, dirty rodents. Present company accepted.
Oh, how will I know where to go?
You will know.
I'm frightened, Ratty.
Poor lost mole.
No, it is the spirit of exploration and adventure itself. It's nothing to be frightened of. Come now, Ratty. Let us walk on and not look back.
After three, stick to the order now. Team Mouse, get ready for plates. Team Beagle... shake and roll, and cue groans. I'll put more effort into it. Lower, down an octave. I don't care if you're a canary. Better. Now, wind effects. Waft like you mean it. Waft like your house is on fire smell. That's it. Steady as she goes, boys. Superb! A triumph! A rival lionizing piece of theatre worthy of the world stage, they will say. Hold steady. Now the grand entrance.
Dove! Steady she goes. I can see your feet. Try not to move as if you're actually alive. Along the landing. Perfect. Now the stairs. Glide, Dove, glide. You're supposed to be graceful.
Sorry, two left claws. You should have seen me at the pigeon prom.
Gently, Dove. Sterling, sterling job, Dove. And now I brandish the fly swatter.
Sorry? The what now?
And take that, apparition!
Oh!
You did not count on the plans of the master of the house, the irrefutably brave and courageous toad!
Oh! Cease this instant, I insist! Your unscheduled swatting is playing havoc with my nerves!
What? Spoil sport! I am the heroic toad! It is very natural that I should leap into action and defeat the ghost! How else can one look heroic?
I'm asking you to consider my feelings on the matter.
If one thinks only of oneself, one need not care of such things.
If one did, one might notice that there is not a single person in the county who agrees with your plans.
Stupid, ridiculous, and irritating little ants who deem themselves important enough to tell me what to do! They are not! They are nothing! Nothing! No disrespect to ants. Never met an ant I didn't like.
Ah, the Badger residence. How I have missed the shiny red brick floors and warm, sizable welcome.
If I have to carry your carbuncle of a suitcase one step further, I'll be bothered if my back doesn't break in two.
Be careful. That's my prized collection of vintage wine bottles.
Bottles?
Oh, yes. Yes, the wine is long gone. Many a sun-drenched evening spent gazing out at the rippling river with Otter and... Oh, the river. My poor river.
Hold up a moment. I dragged a case of empty bottles through the woods.
Yes, thank you for doing that, Badger. Now, if you could see fit to pop the kettle on the stove, then I'll try and make the best of the sleeping arrangements.
Oh, yeah. Would Sir like a pot of Assam or Darjeeling?
Oh, don't be sarcastic, good Badger. Everyone knows you only drink English breakfast and never cater for guests in such regard.
Yes, everyone.
Now, if I shift your bed away from the fire a little bit... Well, actually, it works if I move it over to the other side. You don't mind, do you?
What?
Splendid. Now, you can't possibly need three pillows and that thick sheep's wool blanket. The decadence, Badger.
I'm going to make yourself at home.
Or... Really, Badger, your seasonal grumpiness seems particularly sore this... Spring. Now, grab a duster and let's get to it. A clean home is a clean conscience.
Excuse me, Mr. Sheep. I was wondering, have you seen any moles around here?
I'm sorry, what did you just call me?
What?
What did you just call me?
Mr. Sheep.
Well, that's very funny. But can you see any sheep around here?
I can't. You're a sheep.
Well, young mole, you must get your eyes tested forthwith. Do you not know a goat when you see one?
Well, where are all the other goats?
They've just popped off to, I don't know, something about cheese.
Oh.
Turns out they're a bit, how do I put it, discerning. Cleaky, some might say.
What with you being a sheep?
For the last time, I'm a goat.
Do something goaty, then.
Like what?
Well, make a goaty sound.
Okay, fine. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
So you've not seen any other moles?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Bye!
Morning, Ratty.
Morning.
There's tea on the stove, warm toast with lashings of marmalade.
Oh, thank you, you're too kind.
Good sleep?
Well, no, I shouldn't.
Eh? What?
I would not dare to be so churlish. I am so grateful for your hospitality.
No, never mind that, Ratty. What's wrong?
It's just...
Yes?
How can you bear to be underground all the time like this?
What is that sound?
Now, Badger, I do not want you to get upset.
Why would I get upset?
I am a water rat, dear Badger. I have already been so horrendously displaced. I cannot bear to be further away from the very thing which makes my heart tick.
The bathroom.
Don't panic. It's only the tap running. I thought in time you might acquiesce to a more permanent feature.
Tab? Oh, that sounds more like it. You did remember to take the plug out, didn't you?
I can assure you there was no plug.
Ratty!
Every home needs a puddle. Badger, you simply must be more understanding.
Now, listen up, old boy. This is my home, my residence, and my place of retreat and comfort. I am perfectly happy with the caverns and darknesses and muskiness and all. It has suited me well. I like it the way it is, and that is that.
Well, it's no riverbank, is it?
Enough! Enough! This is not going to work. We are going to pay a visit to the imperious, conceited, and downright humbugging scoundrel, Mr. Toad, and you are going to force him to mend his haughty ways once and for all.
Do you smell that?
Stop! Stop! Everyone, stop! This here mole, take the conch. You may speak.
Thank you, good sir. Well, I was just saying...
Do you smell that?
Attention, moles, I'd like to call a vote.
Does anyone smell that?
Yes.
No.
Hold on. Can we discuss...
Well, I believe...
Can it be?
Ratty.
Oh, it's a wait. Do you have the conch?
Do you?
No.
Well, then.
It awakes.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Just hold on. Do you have the conch, do you? Don't confuse it with your massive conch.
Sorry.
I mean, what's the point in even having a conch if...
Is that porridge? Oaty porridge with honey gently bubbling over a stove.
Now that is very impressive.
No, it isn't. Oh, yeah, maybe it
is. I've got the conch.
That's quite a pair of nasal flappers you've got on there, son.
Hey.
We'd be honoured if you'd join us.
No, we wouldn't. Well, yes, we would.
Oh, finally, are the moles. Brilliant.
Introductions. They call me Mole. This is Mole. Then you've got Mole. Mole and his mate Mole. And there's Mole. Oh, and not forgetting Mole and Mole. And, I'm terrible with names.
Mole.
That's it. Do you know any earthworms?
What?
I said, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Mole too.
What are the chances?
Settle down. I am Gypsy Rose Toad, formerly the Grand Mr. Toad of this estate. Since the recent discovery of my supernatural powers, I have decided on a new moniker, more in tune with my obvious abilities. Oh, look! The spectre appears from the top of the stairs! From the cellar door. Look how it glides. Glides really well. It's really got that damn pat. Well done, I can't even see your feet.
Sorry I'm late, Mr. Toad. Swallow jam over the village. Terrible mess. Oh, I see you've already started.
Dove, help! I'm cornered. I do not know what to do. Do something! What is that?
It's a coin.
And?
It was hidden up my sleeve, that's all. I've been practicing that for ages.
Oh, utterly and infinitely useless.
I'll have you know, that one goes down a storm with those who've not seen a coin.
Oh, help me! Spare me! Oh, poor ungracious Toad! Wretched and unfortunate, conceited and ungrateful and ridiculous!
Toad!
I'm fine!
What the blazes?
Oh, Badger, good Badger. You have come to save me from my spiritual infestation.
Oh, insult compounds insult with you, Toad. Do I really look such a fool?
I beseech you, it is true.
Really, he is. He's been properly haunted right up. Dead straight.
Perhaps your father has returned to express his obvious distaste.
What?
Toad, you must listen, for Badger has something to say to you.
Don't look at me.
No. Shall I?
Yes. Yeah, you. How about you do it instead of expecting me to do everything for you?
Sorry, dear fellow, of course, yes. Right, it's like this, Toad. I am struggling to understand how you cannot see what devastation your renovations are causing.
Devastation? They are a work of art.
Well, I think that is a bit far.
Who was it who once said that anything can be considered art if it provokes a reaction? I very much subscribe to this house of thought. Get out there, provoke and stimulate debate.
Well, you've certainly done that.
Then it can be considered a success. Toad, Enfant terrible. I am a living work of art.
Yes, I suppose. Well done. But the consequences, Toad. The river level.
But who is to blame, dear rat? The animal who boldly steps into the firing line of artistic judgment? Or the creature who spends his life half submerged in water and then complains when the water rises?
It's not quite how I...
Look at it my way, please, dear friend. I am an artistic spirit, bursting to the seams with imagination and creativity, and yet you seek to chain me up in the shackles of mediocrity. Oh, for the shallow depths of practical concerns.
Oh, please, Toad, I'm not trying to chain you up in anything. I'm sorry if it felt that way.
Apology accepted. Now, look, as you are one of my dearest friends, I have arranged for one of my finest bedrooms to be made up to your very liking. The sheets are freshly folded, and there is buttered toast every day at 5.
That does seem very pleasant.
Yes. Well, everything seems to be in order here, Badger.
Oh, for crying out loud. This man has deprived you of a home. He has wrecked the very ecosystem which you idolize. How can you let him twist you so?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do appear to have become a little confused. Badger, would you please do the honours?
Oh, I do no such thing. I do not know which is worse. The conceited creature who is hell-bent on destroying his own legacy and exploiting every mammal along the way, or the charming rodent who only bothers his friends when he needs something.
Badger.
Which one am I again?
Oh, people.
Badger, you must help. Toad Hall is an institution. A precious trophy not to be dismantled or repainted or recovered. I cannot persuade him off this course. I am confused.
You and the rest of the natural world. Oh, if his father were alive today.
If the Brigadier were alive today, he'd be proud of how his friend stood up to protect all the things that he held close to his heart. Bet you anything.
Who are you to determine what my good friend would have liked, huh? How do you know?
When I was new to this area, the Brigadier took me under his, well, I had the advantage of wings, but you get the idea. He was a source of inspiration not just to me, but to everyone, local or visitor. His patronage in the village meant a lot to the community.
He never spoke of this?
Every night he could be found supping at the Duck and Eggs Tavern.
The Brigadier? He wouldn't be seen dead in a place like that. And now he is dead. It's doubly true.
At the height of his merriness, he used to regale the watchful crowd with tales of his great friend Badger. Oh, the times Badger had been there for him. A man to trust until the ends of the earth, he used to say, after 11 pints of old ferret's toe, in a sort of slurry approximation of the English language.
Listen, you cheap carnival fraud. The Brigadier despised those dens of iniquity just as much as I did.
You're always welcome, Badger, but he said you'd never come.
Oh, pubs, people, laughter, sociability. Utterly right, flapping dove. Never!
Ask me what the secret to good comedy is.
What?
Go on, just do it.
What, pray tell, is the secret to good comedy?
It is something to do with timing. Oh, hang on. I didn't do that right.
Get to the point.
The point is, Toad, that I feel the key to this whole thing is in the timing. Why here? Why choose now to appear?
I have no idea. I've been too busy raising the grounds and embarking on a massive plan of renovation to think about such things. As you can see...
Renovation, you say?
Renovation. Renovation.
Let us not go in there.
Oh, woe is me, almighty post-mortal aggravation.
Mr. Toad, I have reached my conclusions.
Oh, do not prevaricate a second longer.
This is a classic case of a directional poltergeist, a motivated, concerted and planned phantasmagorical siege.
In English?
Simples. This ghost does not wish you to change Toad Hall. Doesn't like it, not one iota.
What on earth has that to do with anything?
It is a resplendent place. Its walls are lined with silk and the beds. Oh, the beds are magnificent. So bouncy. Oh, do you realize that us local folk can only dream of bouncing like a fool on such a bed? Like a bouncy fool. Oh, who could blame anyone, corporeal or ethereal, for loving it the way it is?
A wraith with interior design pretensions? Rot.
Allow me to demonstrate. Observe.
What?
Exactly.
Exactly what?
Tell us what you plan to do with this historic smoking room.
Why, I am glad you asked.
Louder.
For I have just drawn up plans to convert this dusty old corner into the finest bowling alley you have ever seen.
All together now. It is just fine the way it is.
That is not what I said.
Shh! Maybe a lick of varnish, but that's the limit.
What I was about to say is that at 70 feet, this room is the perfect length for professional lanes. The skittles will go clunk, clunk, clunk as my merry friends make good... Well, I never...
The question is, Mr. Toad, who could be so against your plans? Try to limit your responses to people who are dead, please.
I try not to associate with dead people. Terrible bores. Unless... Daddy. Talk to me, Daddy. I'm right here. Oh, my. Dove, the only person to ever ignore me, to never respond to my call. My father. Badger was right. He has returned.
Then you must speak to him.
Speak to him?
This is your chance, Toad. Your moment.
Well, what now? Can we not reschedule? You see, I have this dental appointment and it took months to book. Daddy? Daddy, you know, you left the radiator on in the East Wing parlour and I didn't notice for months. Just saying.
Oh, Mr. Toad, toothless in so many ways.
I do not know what I am supposed to say. I do not know what you want me to say.
Look it in the eye. Be natural. The answer is before you.
I am looking him in the eye. I do not know what to say. I am done. Baked and fresh from the oven. Ready for serving.
Mr. Toad, come back!
May I? Do you think wherever he is, the little mole is looking out over the waters and thinking of us?
Did I ever tell you how I came to be living in the Wildwood?
Why, I don't believe you ever have.
It was a time so many years ago, I could swear that the grass and the trees were painted black and white. The wild woods were not a comfortable domain for this adventurous young badger, far from his noisy set, in search of peace and seclusion for the season.
I would imagine you were a fine, upstanding young badger.
Oh, I was impetuous and proud, fearful and brazen, as every young animal should be.
Go on.
Furthermore, the wild wood, whilst exciting and filling this badger with trepidation, was full of fraught sounds and echoes. With every step came another angular eye in the darkness. The twitch of a brow, the ruffling of fur and feathers.
And then darkness fell.
And then darkness fell. Can you imagine the terror that ran up the spine of such a creature?
I can, Badger, I can.
I thought, this is it. I am lost. I have been a foolhardy, stubborn badger, and I have ventured beyond my limits. There is nothing left but to yield to the elements and let whatever happens, happen.
But here you are.
I was saved, dear Ratty. Saved.
Tell me.
A light. A bright, incandescent light like no other. Yet it was the middle of the night.
Tell me more, Badger. Quickly.
I ran. I followed. I ran as fast as my little legs could carry me. And there, before me, just as my poor spirit could take no more, lay the entrance you know today to be the residence of Mr. Badger.
I don't quite understand.
Ruminate further, Ratty, for that is all you're getting from me.
Wait.
Oh, you can sit down with your cup of peppermint. You can have a hearty debate. You can engage in discourse. But nature is not going to care. She has her rules. And that's that. She isn't going to change for you. She cares not for words. She just is.
What do you mean?
I have no desire to be followed. You will hear from me again.
Badger? Badger!
Oh, there you are. I was about to send out a search party. Well, I tried to send out a search party, but nobody cared. But don't take it to heart. I think they were just busy.
Renovate. Renovate. What's the time, Mr. Wolf? Why, it's time for some earnest renovation.
Well, this place is a barrel of fun, isn't it? Bits of canoe, car doors, half a caravan. Oh, what are you going to do with that?
Do not touch. It is all perfectly arranged. It is exempt from renovation.
Your little untouched boathouse. It's kind of sweet.
Wreckage of a former life, Dove, my love. Remnants of a happier time when the great toad was permitted to roam free. Poop. Poop.
One must pick oneself up, sir. The apparition's intentions are devilish, no doubt. You must be strong.
On a good day, my father would ignore me. On a bad day, he would brush me to one side and make a point of telling me I was to be ignored. And when I asked him if that was a contradiction in terms, he just ignored me.
I never knew.
Do you know what it is like to be pathologically ignored?
Sorry, what was that? I was thinking about soft furnishings.
Never mind.
You're not that different from him, you know. You barely listen to others.
Puh, why should I listen to anyone? I wear my geniality on my tunic, and look how I am rewarded, deserted and traumatized. Tell me, what is the point of ever thinking of anyone else?
Well, pick a card, any card.
Blast your cards.
Indulge me, my liege.
Now what?
That is it. Enjoy your card.
That is possibly the worst card trick I've ever seen, and I have played 52 card pickup.
I do not care. I offer the card, but I do not care what you do with it, what it means to you, or how you feel.
I do not understand. What? In the name of the winter frost, was that for?
Something to keep you on your toes, Mr. Toad.
Don't put yourself down, lad. You have the nose of an anteater there.
Nose of a great Roman emperor.
I know I have the nose. I'm just not sure I have the nouse.
Moles, we got to eat. Got to dig to eat, son.
Food.
Food.
A golden roasted turkey, duck fat dripping down the sides, all the trimmings, Ratty's favourite, potatoes roasted to crispy on the outside with soft, tender middles and carrots.
So, yeah, earthworms.
Yeah, earthworms.
Ready? Claws sharpened and ready? Dig!
Oh, I'm getting into this now.
Oh, here we go.
Come in. Oh, hurry up, tortoise. I don't care. You should have left earlier. Hare's been here for ages and he's looking very smug. Take your seats, everyone.
Ladies, gentlemen, animals, friends, and that odd-looking chaffinch over there. Do I know you? Oh, whatever. Welcome. I've come to the conclusion that there is simply nothing as swimmingly lovely in life as friends. And such friends I have. I am both lucky and blessed. This banquet, this feast, is from me to you in celebration of my big announcement. Please raise your glasses.
You've finally seen the error of your ways.
Oh, Ratty, your quick-wittedness never ceases to entertain.
Entertain?
Shush! My announcement is of a deeply personal nature, and I can hardly wait.
It's just...
What?
I'm excited. Are you all excited? I'm so excited I could poop on a bowler hat.
I don't know what Badger is going to make of all this.
Badger! Don't talk to me about the infamous cowed badger. Oh, Badger!
Heavens! Toad, hide behind me!
Watch as he erupts in tantrums of mild expletives, the vein on his forehead throbbing as he lets forth a torrent of condemnation, judgment, anger, and disappointment. So, Let's have it, Badger. Let's have your predictable admonishment. Like the 50th chocolate biscuit in a row, it has somewhat lost the thrill of the first.
Toad.
Here, Badger, I prostrate myself at the feet of reproach. I am ready.
There are no more words. Words are meaningless, empty vessels of anger and bitterness that sail in all directions but never reach shore. I'm sunk by words. I'm strewn, laid waste by the pronunciation of every new phrase designed to achieve that which cannot be achieved. I am a prisoner to my own expression, chained to my own vocabulary. No more. I am Badger, and I am finished.
I have to say this is a bit of an anticlimax.
So, the great Badger cowed at last. I have exhausted you. I have rallied to the hilt against your indignation, and misrule has won through. Never, never shall anyone stand in the way of the great Mr. Toad of Toad Hall. Celebrate my presumption, befuddle yourself at my wiles, cower at my undeniable hubris. What the devil?
It's coming from over there. No, wait! Over there!
No, it can't be!
Can this be Toad's famous ghost? Badger!
There are no more words.
Badger! Run! Toad! Run!
Toad! Let me take you under my... Oh, you know!
Sweet dove, thank you, but I must decline. If this is my time, then this is my time. Halt, Phantom! I am Toad, and I am prepared for whatever may come my way. What a shame. I did not have time for my announcement.
What? You must have time for the announcement.
Toad, please, this is no time.
Oh, Daddy. Spirit from the Neverwhere. Oh, desperate, old-fashioned and hackneyed tradition. You think you can drive me out of Toad Hall? You are outraged. You are offended. You are all these things because you noticed. You noticed me. A fume, wail and groan. But you are paying attention, and that is all a little toad ever wanted. Daddy, you have noticed me, and I win. So, Daddy, I look into your eyes and say to you, you are not needed here. Then why are you coughing?
Take a peek behind the wizard's curtain.
Foxes!
Roller skates? Of course! Hindsight's 20-20, isn't it? Isn't it?
Oh, I'm exhausted. Can we not stop for a cup of tea?
Not until we have found some earthworms. Dig!
I'm just not sure I know where I'm going.
Earthworms, son. Earthworms.
Oh, I'm not sure. Left.
Left?
No, right. Down. Down. Up. Inside. Outside. Just a jump to the left.
Which is it?
I don't know. Just a step to the right.
Oh, hurry up!
Ow!
Ow.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it's not his fault. He has a nose for earthworms, and here we are.
I don't know where we are.
It is obvious. It can only be Earthworm HQ.
Earthworm HQ?
I cannot be certain of that being...
Charge, lads! Charge!
A pair of dirty, unscrupulous, communal garden foxes.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, a bit lost. On our way to the bins and, fell under this sheet and, so, bins.
How you failed yet again in your attempts to outfox the great toad. Do you not realise the superior minds you are up against? How foolhardy must you silly mammals be?
Worth a shot, won't it? Mind if I use the, bathroom?
Oh, of course. Don't forget to admire the checkered tiling.
I smell a fish. Also, something is not right here.
Agreed. Hold up a second, you two.
Yes. Why are there only two of you?
Cutbacks.
Yeah, tough economic times.
The well-documented fact that foxes require at least 10 friends to devise a plan, 9 to bicker over the details and 1 to cackle persistently.
Don't know what you mean.
Out with it. or you'll be stoles by midnight.
Well, yeah, it's, well, it's like this.
Is there something you would like to say, good dove?
Of course there is.
What?
I mean, how can I hold my tongue after all that has happened? How can I not feel...
I cannot believe you have done this vile thing to me.
What?
How could you betray my trust so after all the moments we've shared?
No, you don't...
I should have known. I should have known the moment we met. You with a worm in your mouth and me licking my warts. Doves, famous for their devious manipulation. Well, devious manipulation and their all-conquering quest for world peace.
She seems awfully upset. It's almost as if...
It wasn't her. It was never her. Words, power-stripped, empty vessels.
Badger? It was you.
What else was a badger to do? What else could one do? When words cannot effect change, tell me, what can one do? I blame the words. It wasn't me, it was the words. Words were the end of me.
All this time, it was you. Well, my aunt, who is not great with heights.
Good badger, you are teasing. You cannot be responsible for this. Can you?
I can.
My word.
I failed you, Toad. No, no, worse. I have failed your father. I promised him. I was cocky, confident. Words, I told him, always words. He looked at me like he knew this moment would come.
But if you are behind this, then that means... That means... Oh, think about it for a second, Toad. I know you can do this.
Toad! Wait!
Dove! Dove!
Toad, hold on. Wait.
Dove, reveal yourself. We need to speak.
Toad, please stop running around in circles. It's enough to make a weary, homeless water rat dizzy and nauseous.
Oh, what do I care? I've been toppled by my own friends. My friends. Friends who plot and devise against me. They come, they eat my food, and then they say mean things behind my back. Dove. Dove was the only one who understood.
Take a second. Listen. Listen to the sounds around you. Hmm? Mm. The effortless churn of the river. The whistle of the reeds. The wind in the willows. This is us. This is for us. To enjoy and look after. Mm-hmm. We are intertwined with every leaf of grass, every drop of water, every snowdrop, petal, and wisp of green vine. You cannot separate yourself from it. I implore you, reverse your aberrations, starting with this blessed mill. Goodness, that felt good.
I'm sorry, but I shan't. Actually, I'm not even sorry. And shall not pretend I am when I am not. So, sorry for even saying it.
But
enough! The mill stays! I can build another one.
Oh, Toad, you have not changed one little bit. Have you really learnt so little?
Oh, my marine rodent bon ami... You could not be more wrong.
Explain how.
Why, my special announcement, of course.
Another prodigious crow from the highest turret about the living marvel that is Toad.
Ha, fool. Hardly. I was going to say... It hardly matters now. I am off to my room to sob and do not wish to be disturbed.
Change for change's sake is a curse on all of us, Toad. You will reflect... And be a sorry toad in the morning.
You cannot fight change. It is as natural as the swallow's propensity for copying what the swallow next to him is doing.
Help! Help! I can't swim!
I may or may not be able to swim, but I reserve the right not to do so.
It's your bleeding directions that got us in this bother. Earthworms, my nutty cousins. A pile of splinters and a throbbing headache for our efforts.
Help! Moly! Is that you? Ratty! Moly! Hold tight. Right. Form a line, you moles. Hold hands. Right, let me... Oh, there we go.
Oh, Ratty. Oh, moly. Oh, Ratty, a sight for pink eyes.
Oh, it's you too, good friend.
Dearest Ratty, I will never again fail to appreciate the beauty of the open air. Nor the thrill of the night sky.
It takes a fresh dose of night to fully appreciate day, young mole. So,
this is your mate, then. The supposed professed water rat. The alleged friend. The so-called compadre of this humble mole.
Yes, but...
We have a strict rule about mixing with other types, you know.
Oh, such nonsense.
One moment. I have not finished. Mole, if you would be good enough to summon the conch. Here. Now you may speak.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. It's a great honour. In fairness, I had finished speaking.
Does my mottled iris deceive me?
A good day to you, good fellows.
This is such an honour. Gentlemen, raise your glasses. I give you the one and only badger. Well, apart from all the other badgers. But he's the only one who matters.
Oh, no, no, good folk. I must ask you, please, refrain.
I've made such a mess of things.
Oh, good dove, please, if you would be so kind, tell me where he sat.
He? Oh, he. He. Right here, good badger. A drink for the badger.
Oh.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you all. Let me think. When the steam engine first made its way into the valley, you could hardly imagine the uproar, the shrieks, the portentous gloom, such silliness. Messengers sent frenetic messages to the brigadier. What could this new invasion mean? Should we fear the ground under our feet? But the brigadier belly laughed. We shall send a party down to welcome this new visitor without a moment's delay.
Right on schedule. She creeps up out of nowhere like some sort of sneaky cat. You turn away for a second and she's on your doorstep begging for breakfast.
You wonder how it all happened so slowly. Yet so fast.
Watch as she sends the lingering fog packing.
Ooh, poor Moli. Are you cold?
A little.
Yep, you have my shawl. You've come out unprepared. What I would do for a cup of hot
cocoa, anyone?
Badger!
I thought you little animals could do with a drop of a hot beverage on this brisk morning.
Thank you.
Oh, no, gentlemen. Thank you.
What news from the hall?
Ah, well... As you can imagine, after a night spent wailing and thumping the bed like it was an unruly plough, Toad finally softened. By dawn, he was up instructing the workmen to start the heavy process of pulling all his monstrosities down.
There's no change. The river level's...
Still exactly the blimmin' same.
We had hoped that with the mill gun it might return to normal, but never mind.
So, Toad had nothing to do with it, after all?
What next for poor homeless Ratty?
Oh, you must simply come and stay with me.
Ratty, what are you looking at? Do you see that?
What is it?
You don't, do you?
What the devil is he going on about?
All the dragonflies, lined up in perfect unison. The chorus of a thousand gnats.
Badger, I cannot see any of these things. We must keep dear Ratty away from the mushrooms under the conifer tree, you know.
Dancing in the reeds. A feisty little number. A dance like no other.
Oh, Ratty, wake up.
A light. A brilliant, luminous presence. Simply coruscating.
Ratty.
Mole, I think we must let him live this moment for himself.
This way.
No.
What? Where's he going? Well, come on, up to it.
Wait for me.
This way. Up this bank. Oh. Into this glade.
Here. Where are we?
Well. Oh, look at this. Quite remarkable.
Yes. A snug little enclave, deserted, but entirely suitable. I can put the dining room over there, the living room. Well, it will have to incorporate the hall, but needs must.
A stream feeding the river? The essence of the river, but without the susceptibility to its whims?
Yes. Yes.
I'm so confused. Can someone explain to me what is going on?
Oh, young Mole.
What is this place?
This place, dear Mole? Why, this is home.
In A Change in the Willows by Ian Buchan, Toad was played by Tim McInerney, Ratty by Julian Ryan Tutt, Mole, Stephen Mangan, Badger, Andrew Sachs, Dove, Izzy Van Ranwick, and the Sheep, Ian Buchan. Other moles were played by Yolanda Kettle, Jonathan Sayer, Ilka Kaleli, and Natalie Carrington. The director was Owen O'Callaghan and the producer Julian Stevens.